Libor Sečka is a seasoned Czech diplomat who has served as ambassador in countries such as Italy, Malta, Spain and China. At the start of 2016, he took office as Czech ambassador to the United Kingdom. On a brief visit to Prague, I spoke to him about his current mission, the life of a diplomat and how he won a bottle of wine in an ambassadorial bet on the outcome of the Brexit referendum.
Well, you know, it was a small provocation I made in the family of the European Union ambassadors, just to say something more interesting and to make the atmosphere perhaps more relaxed. So I took part in the bet, and I won the bottle of the red wine. It's something which it's a nice, but it's not fulfilling me by happiness. I mean, here we are in the real situation that the British voters decided to leave the European Union, and now we are facing the new situation which we have to solve.
2016 was a record year for Czech-British trade. I believe the trade turnover reached close to 300 billion Czech crowns. Britain is one of the top 10 investors in the Czech Republic. Mm. Czech companies had started investing in energy and renewables in Britain. Do you fear there will be a setback due to the uncertainty surrounding Brexit now? Because obviously things are moving slowly.
Yeah, I mean, you're absolutely right. I mean, the uncertainty is not good quality for business. What we need is more stable environment and more predictable environment for both side business. The UK market is the fifth the biggest for the Czech exportation, and it will be really not good situation if we are not able to move ahead and to guarantee the Czech business and British business as well the frictionless connection as was in the past. And now we are in the third round of the negotiations. Today started in Brussels. We are still quite far from the end. I think it's a good moment, and it's giving me some hope, is the fact that now the British government has accepted the idea of transitional periods. So at least the pressure on both sides seems a little bit more relaxed than before, and we have more time to try to solve the situation. For the moment, there are no practical implications for the business. Everything is going as usual, but the question is what will happen up after March 2019.
There are, I believe, around 100,000 Czechs living and working in Great Britain. Mm. How do they feel about it? Are they worried about citizenship rights and so on?
Well, just after the referendum, we got a lot of signals that the atmosphere in different parts of UK is getting worse and worse. Some Czech citizens were attacked by using the Czech language in the streets or in the restaurants. But it was very individual cases, and we tried to help them also in communication with the local authorities. And I have to say that the British authorities in these points, in this sense, were very much forthcoming, very much constructive, and they really tried to solve the situation. We used also our political discussions with the ministers and members of the government to transmit our message that the situation is getting worse and that should be done something on the political level. And I think that our messages were taken with a big seriousness. Today we don't feel so much that the Czech citizens are having problems. But what I have to say also that we have noticed that the embassy applications coming from the British citizens, the Czech origin British citizens, and some of them are asking for renewal of the Czech citizenship.
I understand that a consulate will be opening in Manchester to help deal with all these requests.
Yeah. I mean, this is another step which Czech diplomacy, Czech Foreign Service would like to do for our people outside. We are really opening the Czech consulate, Czech General Consulate in Manchester. Manchester is a very important area where a lot of Czech citizens is living around. So we will provide them the much more better service than we can do now in London. We are overcrowded, and it's a very, very difficult time for our consulate section now. But with Manchester, we will do things better. And the Manchester consulate will also help our business, because we think that there's a lot of opportunities in further development of this area.
Away from Brexit now, how does the average citizen in Great Britain view the Czech Republic? What do they know about the Czech Republic, things Czech? What comes to mind first?
It's very much depends on with whom you are speaking about, because there are people, they know a lot of things about the Czech Republic regarding culture, history, economy, even political system. But the local average people, they know something about the Czech music. They know a lot about Czech beer. Many go to Prague for this famous Stuck celebrations before wedding. And some of them, they know something about the Czech sport as well, because we are small country, but quite important power in different areas of sport. So I would say that the knowledge, average knowledge, is not so big. We are not far geographically, but mentally, culturally, we are quite far.
Do they tend to throw Czechs into the same bag with East Europeans, cheap labor, that kind of thing, you know, the labels that you get?
Yeah, I mean, this is something that's happening quite often. It's very difficult for the average British people to recognize who is coming from Poland, who is from Romania, who is from Bulgaria. It's all the Eastern European nations. But I understand it like our task at the embassy to say the British, look, we are here, the Czechs, and the Czechs is not only Prague. We have here excellent science and technology. We have a lot of demonstrations of our moral power. From now, we will celebrate 50 years from the Prague Spring. It's something which is a good opportunity to show where we are and who we are, that we can be a reliable partner. There is a lot of tradition, but not only tradition is here.
Well, 2018 is an important anniversary for the Czech Republic, and you, I believe, are planning a whole lot of PR events in which you want to show the Czech Republic in a different light, among others, a concert in Hyde Park and others. Can you elaborate a bit? Can you tell us a bit?
Well, I think that 2018 is an extraordinary opportunity for us to show the new face of the Czech Republic. What we would like to do is not only concentrate on commemorating, but to using it like a new platform to say, okay, we are celebrating 100 years, but we are here just for this and this kind of cooperation today and this kind of cooperation for future. The Czech Republic is fantastic. The level is really high, for example, in nanotechnologies, in healthcare system. We have the things that the British, they don't have, or they don't even know. Our special system, this is a care about the heart. It's unique in the world. The same in some industry technologies. I mean, we are producing cars like the British, so we can be even more stronger partner here. So we are now identifying the different, and culture. I'm not speaking of culture because it's very natural. Yeah. So we are identifying the areas where we can cooperate more. We have established at the embassy program which is called Czech Republic 100. And it's started last year, so this year and next year will culminate in the Czech Week in London, which will commemorate and also to show the perspective of cooperation between the Czech Republic and UK. We are celebrating 100 years of establishment of Czechoslovakia, 50 years from the Prague Spring. But, for example, there will be also 90 years of the starting of a meeting of the Czech radio, or Czechoslovak radio. So the Czechoslovak radio, it's the second oldest radio in Europe after the BBC radio. So I had a very good discussion with the video director, and from this meeting came the idea to organized in London the international conference, which will be co-organized and co-sponsored by the two radios, BBC Radio and Czechoslovak Radio, and will be devoted to the role of the media in the current society. So it's again, embassy is supporting this project very much, because we would like to show again that we are partner and we are different from some other countries. we spoke about before.
You want to present 100 things Czech, I believe, that year.
Yeah.
Will you have the necessary platform to do so? For instance, this concert in Hyde Park, is that difficult to arrange? Because, you know, obviously you will have events at the embassy, but it's probably not easy to actually get through to the public with this message.
Well, I mean, we cannot do this program without strong support of different partners. And since I started my mission, I'm just really trying to find as much as partners as possible, trying to explain the idea and to find the good supporters. I have to say today that I'm now in the position 1.5 years, so we have something like a group of friends or pool of friends, if you want. They are helping us and they are doing a lot of things for us. The key point for this Czech week I have spoken about should be the concert of the Czech Philharmonic in London, which should be the concert which Czech Republic will dedicate to the British public.
In what areas do Czechs and Brits most easily find common ground? Is it music? Mm. Is it architecture? Is it visual arts?
This is a very good question. I mean, for thinking. I was ambassador in different parts of the world. I was ambassador in China and before in Italy as well and in Brussels. And I had this pleasure and I was lucky to have the possibility to be in contact with the Czech Cardinal Špidlík in Rome. And I think this was a very, very great person, one of the biggest Czech I know. And his philosophy was that the Czechs, they have a capacity to open the heart. And if you open the heart and the people recognize it, they are giving you back. So the platform is here, the open heart. And this is functioning quite well in many areas, many countries, not so much in UK. Here it takes much more time.
Why is that?
Well, it's because of the tradition, because of the different culture. I mean, the British are more closed at the beginning, so it takes much more time to create the atmosphere of confidence. So
where do your strengths lie in breaking down that reserve?
Well, I'm using different methods how to overcome this issue. Yes, music is one of the very good one, but it's the same. The Czech cuisine and the Czech drinks. So we did a lot of social events in our embassy, in our residence, just to attract the people, to speak with them, to show them what we are doing, where we are. Of course, for this, you have to use different platforms. Culture is one of very important one. The music, of course. But now also we are there much more with the fine arts, with the paintings. We will do also during our next year, within our program, we will do more exhibitions. For example, Vladimir Kokolia will be exhibited in one of the most prestigious gallery in Birmingham, Icon. So we have a lot of plans how to do it. You have to think about what interest the partner can have in your country. And if you identify it, then you can put it together as well very, very easily.
You have been posted as ambassador in different countries around the world. You've been in Spain, Italy, Malta, even China. Mm-hmm. Culturally, very different. Do you find yourself adapting to the traditions and behavior of a given country in trying to reach the officials and even members of the public that you are in contact with?
It's, again, perhaps a broader question, how the ambassador should look like. I think you have to understand the environment where you are, but it's not necessary to adapt. What perhaps it's more interesting and more important for you, for your work and for your accessibility, it's to be enough Czech. That means to show that you are Czech, that you are representing this country. And another, the same important element is to be interesting in some area, to have something you can show. It can be sport, it can be golf, it can be literature, but to be excellent in something. So you have to combine these two things, the Czech representativeness and be interesting person. If you can combine these two things, I think it's good for every environment where you are.
Finally, what do you like best about living in Great Britain, living in London? How has it enriched you?
You know, there's a lot of things I like in Great Britain, but if I have to say two or three things, I would like to say that I like so much oysters. It's London, it's paradise, I mean, in this sense, and UK in general. The football, it's another thing which it's absolutely amazing. It's probably the best league in the world. And personally, we are living in the northern part of London, which is called Hampstead, and very nearby we have Hampstead Heath. This is one of the biggest parks in London. So what I'm doing, I'm running now, because in London everybody is running. I'm running in the park 3-4 times a week when I can. And now we have discovered another fantastic activity, and this is the navigating through canals, because the UK, it's a country of a lot of canals. And the British people like to take a boat and navigate. So now I have a group of friends, and we do the same, and it's fascinating, so I like it so much.